Barış Tavuğ.
Selam.
I believe you're the first one, then.
I think so.
Gabriela.
Has joined.
Barış Tavuğ, Gabriela.
Hi. I didn't know you were on already.
It happens once in a while. We actually have two people on, so.
Okay.
But because the handout is, we're in the middle of the handout, and it's going to be a little bit of explaining for people to find it. I want to give people a few more minutes to get on board. We'll start in about 2 minutes.
Hey. All right.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gudula Chimin Ha Tati Terura. Alephet Gimel, Yutak Sadi. Kabil Rinat. Amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufre shayan sintet nun nagibor dorshe yehudha givavat shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Taharim Rachame Sikata Damid Gamblem Betet Resh Tzadi Tach Gimel Kasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Zion Kuf. Since it's Rosh Chodesh, we will stop here for a second or two. There's a permutation for the Hashem's name that goes for the month of Elul. Right now, this is Rosh Chodesh Aleph Elul. And the permutation, which we will just do momentarily, is Hey, Hey, Wayo, Hey, Hey, Wayo, Hey, Hey, Wayo. The letters that created the month of Elul and the planet Kohav. Letter Yud created the month of Elul. The letter Resh created the planet Kohav. Meant Mercury.
Has joined.
Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shintufav tzaviyuta. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we will say in a whisper. Today being Rosh Chodesh Aleph Elul, we are continuing our meditation, our study of this famous verse from the Kotzker Rebbe. Kodem mensch unach dem helik. Mensch. Kedoshim tihiyu. First become a mensch and then become holy. And the famous quotation of a verse, not a verse, but a teaching. In a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. The Tiferet Yisrael comments. The name Tiferet Yisrael is the name of a sefer that this man, the sage, wrote. So he is no longer known by his name. Or in addition to being known by his
has
name,
joined.
He is known by the name of his book, Tiferet Yisrael, The Beauty of Israel. His comment, you must not fool yourself. Even when you are surrounded by lesser men who see you as a giant, you must know that you are but a man. You should not rely on your limited wisdom, however great it is, in the estimation of others. One time, the great rabbi, the Chofetz Chaim, was riding on a train to his hometown of Radim. At one of the stops, a Jewish man got on the train and sat down next to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said, Shalom Aleichem, where are you traveling to? The man didn't know who he was sitting next to, so he answered to Radin, to visit the great Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was a very modest person, so he said, the Chofetz Chaim is not so great. The man was very sad to hear this old man say bad things about the Chofetz Chaim. How can you say bad things about the Chofetz Chaim? He is one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. The Chofetz Chaim answered, I know him, and he is not such a great tzaddik. When he heard those words, the man became very angry. He hit the Chofetz Chaim and changed to a different seat. As the train came to Radin, the man was very surprised. See that a large group of people had come to meet the old man. He asked them why they had come to meet this old man, and they told him, because he is the great Chofetz Chaim. When the man heard this, he ran over to the Chofetz Chaim with tears streaming down his face and begged for forgiveness. The Chofetz Chaim felt very bad, because he had made the man so sad. He said that now he had learned a lesson. Just as we must never say Lashon Hara about other people, we must never say bad things about ourselves. We too can learn from that the great Chofetz Chaim too knew that he was but a man. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey. Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey, Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey. The Ma meditation is a meditation using the name of Hashem. And as we say these various letters, but we're looking at the spelled out name of the letter, and we're connecting to the number value, the gematria of this sequence, we say it five times. First, we say the number 20, Yud. Then we say Yud Hey, which is 26. Then we say Yud Hey Vav, which is 39. And then we say Yud Hey Vav Hey, which is 45. And if you add 20 and 26 and 39 and 45, it totals 130. 130 is the gematria, the Hebrew word sulam, meaning a ladder, climbing the spiritual ladder. We say these words, these letters, five times, representing climbing the five worlds. And all of this is to strengthen our intellect, because it connects to the word makshava, which is thoughts or thought in the singular. But makshava can be parsed into two Hebrew words, chashav ma, which translates as think of what. Connection to Hashem. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by connecting to a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutcha Berichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimud Liachta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasuk Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nanda Kutcha Berichu Koma De Aved Eila Witata Ola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikola Istari Be Alma. The energy of this year, 5780, as a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is through the study of a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Tonight we will study Ezekiel chapter 22, chapter 23, verse 36. Vayomer Hashem Eilai Ben Adam ha tishpot et ha'ala v'et ha'aliva v'ha'ged lachen et cho avoteichen. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the middle, work east. We connect to one verse that from the Tanakh that has this energy, and this is the verse we study. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan Taktal willow yirgaz od willow yosivu Vene avla la'anoto ka'asher b'shona.
Has joined.
In the year 5781, this coming year, has the energy of potential redemption. It has the energy of redemption, not just potential. It has the energy of redemption, providing we are ready for that redemption. By studying a verse from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21, we help to grow our readiness, building our vessel to be able to handle the light of the redemption. The Or Ganuz, the light of Hanukkah that comes out once a year, to be able to handle it every day. Amar Hashem. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave today, Rosh Chodesh Aleph Elul, Rabbi David Hanagid, and Rabbi Hanoch Kenach Dov Avalech Ben Rabbi Shmuel. Wednesday night's classes are questions and answers. During the month of Elul, we will also be studying various aspects of Musar, ethical improvement. The book we've chosen to do so far is Sefer Shomer Devorah. But first, are there any questions that somebody would like to ask today? So the Sefer Shomer Devorah, in our 2 o'clock or the 11 o'clock class this afternoon, we started with chapter 2, verse 1, which is a long verse. And we only reached the fifth section. So I'm going to describe how to find where we are so you'll be able to follow along, because it's beneficial to be reading or scanning the Hebrew as I read it, and also to read it along with me if you're able. It also helps to read the English when I read the translation, because it helps bring that energy in on many levels: vision, hearing, and in a sense, thought and touch. If you go to the unique astrological times link, and that's on the right of every Hashem webpage underneath the two pictures, when you open up the landing page for the unique astrological times and you scroll down almost to the bottom, find a link. That link is underneath the section that's titled Works of Musar. It's about an inch from the bottom. And the first link under the Works of Musar is the Sefer Tomer Devorah. When that link opens up, it's to the website Safaria, and you'll see the chapters one by one. And within each chapter, you'll see verses. So open up to chapter 2, verse 1. And when that opens up, we have gotten to the point where in the English, it starts out the fifth. His eyes should not gaze at any disgraceful thing at all. I'm going to read the paragraph above it, which is in the Hebrew. We have already done the L'shem Yehud, so I'll just start. Chamishit einav lo yistakel v'achen kelal b'shum divar megune amnam tihiena tamid pekuchot v'hashkia urachem al ha'um lalim kefi kocho ukshere the tzarad ani lo ya'atzim einav kelal ela yitbonen bedato alav kefi koho liorer rachamim alav bifnei shamayim uvifnei habriot v'yitrahek mikol hashkaha ra'ah k'derech shehayin ha'el yonah pekucha u'mistakelet miyad el hato. The fifth, his eyes should not gaze at any distressful thing at all. Indeed, they should always be open to survey and have mercy upon all the despondent according to his ability. And when he sees the distress of a poor person, he should not shut his eyes at all. Rather, he should contemplate about him in his mind, according to his ability, and arouse mercy upon him in front of the heaven and in front of the creatures. And he should distance himself from all observation of evil in the way that the highest eye is open and gazes immediately at the good. Hashishit Bechot mo ma'olam lo yimatze v'haron ach kelal ela tamid v'apo chayim v'ratzon tov v'arikut af afilu la'otam she'anam adunim v'tamid rotze l'malot ratzon u'chafik kol she'ala u'hachayot kol nikar u'motzio machot mo tamid mechilat ha'on v'ha'atzarat v'ha'avarat Tesha v'ayeno koes v'achotea lo ela mitvatzeh. Tamid b'chafetz, chesed li'asot, nachat ruach lakol. The sixth, that there should never be a burning fury, literally, fury of the nose, from his nostril at all. Rather, that there always be life, goodwill, and patience, literally, duration of the nose, in his nose. And he should always want to fulfill the will of others, to satisfy every request, and to sustain every downtrodden one, and always extract forgiveness of iniquity, and stopping, passing over of transgression from his breath. And he should not get angry with one who sins against him, but rather always be appeased and desire kindness to create pleasantness of spirit for all. Hashvit anav tihiena meirot tamid vayikabel kol adam beseder panim. Yafot shekein beketer elyon ne'emar. Beor panei melech chayim ve'ein shum odem. Vedin kiniknas sham kelal kach or panav lo yeshune v'gol hamistakel. Bahem lo yimsa ela simcha v'sever panim u'shum siba lo chitatridai. Tatridehu mizekilal. The seventh, his face should always be shining, and he should receive every person with a pleasant countenance. As so it is stated about the highest crown, there is life in the light of the face of the king, and no redness, no harshness or judgment enters there at all. So should the light of his face not be changed, anyone who gazes at him will only find joy and a pleasant countenance. And no cause should disrupt him from this at all. Just to remind you, in case you were not present during the afternoon class when we started this verse is speaking about the Keter. It's speaking about the attributes of Hashem that source in the Keter, the Sephirah of Keter. The Keter is the crown that's outside the body. It's the highest levels. And we are going through different attributes that are sourced from the Keter. When someone allows negative views, what's a negative view? You're driving along and there's a car accident ahead of you and they pulled it off to the side. And what do people do? They slow down to look. That's a negative view that you're looking at. It's called destruction. It's called broken cars. God forbid it's broken bodies. What you view, because vision, what we see on a physical level and what we see on a spiritual level, these are sourced in the Keter. I'm beginning reading again the next Hebrew paragraph. It's called number 11. It's hard to see that. Hashminit Ivlo Yotzio Ela Tova Gizrat Amarav Torah Vahapakat Raton Tov Tamid Lo Yotzio Mipiv Davar Beguna Velo Kalala Velo Roges Ha'as Kalal Velo Devarim Betelim Ve'yihi Edome Le'oto Ha'peh Ha'elyon She'no Nistam Kalal Velo Yimna Tov Tamid Lakan Tzarich Shelo Yecheshe Mil Daber Tova Al Hakol Uchotzio Mipiv Tova Uvraka Tamid. The eighth. His mouth should only bring out good, and the crafting of his statements be Torah, and the act causation of goodwill. And he should not bring out a disgraceful thing, a curse, or the fury of anger from his mouth at all. And he should be similar to that higher mouth that never closes at all, and never prevents the good. And therefore he must not be silent from speaking good about everything, and to always bring out goodness and blessing from his mouth. Paragraph 12. Hare le shemone midot tovot v'kulan tachat begel ha'anava shekulan lemala beketer ba'evarim ha'elyonim uva'et sheyirtze ha'adam v'hitkarev lemala v'hidamod elav liftoach mikorotav elat chatachonim Tzarich sheyishtalem bishnei perakim elu. Behold, there are eight good traits, and they are all under the masthead of humility, as they are above in the crown in the highest limbs. And at that time that a person wants to approach the above, to resemble Hashem, to open his sources to those below, he must attain perfection in these two chapters. The two chapters are chapter 1, which listed the 13 attributes of mercy, and chapter 2, which has 4 verses, where we are learning to study different aspects of the Gevurah. But it's not Gevurah as we know it. It's not judgments as we know in the physical. It's a lower level of mercy. And in this lower level of mercy is the power to strengthen the higher levels of mercy. Because the relationship between Chesed and Gevurah is always Gevurah comes the strength and the power, but it accepts dominion from the sharing consciousness, from the merciful consciousness, and it's unifying. And this is a difficult thing to live. It's a difficult thing to understand. I start the second verse now, we will not finish it tonight. But we have enough time. So does anyone have any questions to ask? Take the opportunity. Because what's going to happen in the next 50 days is a lot of spiritual work. Tomorrow we will have three classes. The 11 o'clock class, and all the times I'm mentioning are West Coast times. The 11 o'clock class tomorrow is continuing our study of the Sefer Yetzirah. At 4:30, we will continue our study of the deeper Zohar classes for the Parsha of Vayera. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class, a regular Zohar, not the deeper Zohar, a regular Zohar, for the Parsha of Shoftim. Friday morning at 7 a.m., we will study the Psalms. I believe we're on Psalm 90. And it's a long psalm, and it's been broken up into different categories, different sections. Let me rephrase. Tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh, our connection for Rosh Chodesh. So we won't be studying the Zohar, we will be studying the astrological influences for the month of Elul. We have an unusual Motzi Shabbat. Normally our 7 o'clock class is a Zohar class, and we will have that Saturday night, a Zohar class for the Parasha of Ki Tetzé. But when we finish that, we will go into the Slichot ritual as our first Slichot is Sunday morning. But if we do it late Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat, we're bringing the energy of Shabbat into that emphasis, that action of the Slichot, Motzi Shabbat. So we will do that right after our Zohar class. So that'll be approximately 9 o'clock, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock on West Coast time, this coming Motzi Shabbat. And then every day, starting Monday at 7 a.m., we will do the Slichot ritual, and we will hear the shofar, and we will read Psalm 27. Psalm 27 is read twice a day. So we will read it with the Slichot in the morning, and we will also read it in the afternoon class. And you can see we've been adding to our classes ever since the pandemic for the last probably 3 months. And we will continue to do this all the way through the Shemini Atzeret, the final holiday of the Tishrei holidays. Starting with the Sunday's class, which is at 10:30 West Coast time, we were going to be studying all about the Tishrei holidays and the process of Teshuvah that takes place during the month of Elul. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So you mentioned that in the Sefer Tomer, there were the first chapter, list the 13 attributes, correct? So I can just read through it and find it, because I see some listings before. I've never gone through them, so that's all I'm asking.
Say it again, Lizette.
The in the Sefer Tomer Devorah is where the 13 attributes are listed.
Yes, the 13 attributes are listed in the prophet Micah. There are two sets of 13 attributes. One is sourced in Arichanpin, which is essentially Keter, and one is sourced in Zeranpin, which is the lower spiritual world, but quite high relative to our physical world.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have 26 attributes of mercy, 13 from the higher level and 13 from the lower level.
Okay.
And the Sefer Devorah starts with the Keter, starts with the 13 at the higher level. And as we go through the Sefer Tomer Devorah, we come down into the lower 13 attributes.
Okay.
But you'll find that if you do a search on the local search on the Hashem website for 13 attributes, there is a handout. I don't remember exactly where it is, which is why I'm telling you to do a local search, that will have both sets of 13 attributes. And
okay.
It's recommended to say the lower one while you're thinking of the higher one. But that's a process. As you grow spiritually, you'll have a desire to do that. As you grow spiritually, your desire to draw that light by connecting to those 13 attributes in both levels, you'll find that desire will grow in you. But what many people, when they come to the study of Kabbalah, they start saying, I want to do everything all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And you put yourself out. So you need to be cautious in what you do so you don't overtax yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on during this Elul, a lot of positive energy that we are striving to connect to as part of our preparation for the Tishrei holidays.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. Any other questions? Chodesh Tov, Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Chodesh Tov. Thank you.
Shalom.